Father, I thank you, Lord, because the Lord is good. You are good, and your mercy endureth forever. We thank you for your loving kindness. We thank you for your tender mercies toward us. And thank you, Lord, for the fellowship of today as we gather together around your word. We declare that the entrance of your word brings light, gives understanding to the simple. And we give you, Lord, the praise and the glory, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. So yesterday, we started on the series Times of Refreshing from God and Favor Magnets. Now I want to talk about a little more along those lines today. Today, how to obtain and maintain God's favor and managing that favor, walking in that favor, and what that favor looks like. Praise the Lord. So, this is part two of Times of Refreshing from God and Favor Magnets. We covered mostly times of refreshing yesterday, bringing out the points that, look, whereas God is not a God of seasons or a seasonal God, is always just the same. Well, despite that, he does have times that he has appointed aforehand, times of blessings and various times. And if we can understand that, we can take advantage of it when God says it's time. We also spoke about whether it's time or not. If you have the right kind of faith, you can pierce the veil. We gave the example of the Syrophoenician woman who was able to pierce the dispensational veil of time. It was not yet time for the Gentiles, Jesus said, to receive that kind of blessing. But she got it anyway because of her tremendous faith. And so, you know, we know that those scenarios are in the scriptures, but we also know that God does appoint times and seasons because the scripture calls it out. In Acts chapter 3 verse 19 was one of our key scriptures that say, times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. And so as we look at those times of refreshing, also Psalm 102 and verse 13 talks about the appointed time, the set time to favor God's people. And what time is it? You know, if someone might ask you, the next time somebody asks you, what time is it? They expect you to look at your wristwatch. Can answer in a different way. So, well, it is time for God to favor his people. Wouldn't that be wonderful? Say, well, what time is it? Well, it's time for God to favor his people. Praise the Lord. So, let me ask you this. What time is it? Well, what is your answer to such a question today? Is it time for you to experience the favor of God and the times of refreshing from the presence of the Lord? Okay, so that's what this lesson is all about. Well, let's kick things off today by reading from Psalm 5 and verse 12. For thou, O Lord, will bless the righteous. With favor will thou compass him about as with a shield. Hallelujah. Now that's a, you know, it's a declaration. Thou, Lord, will do it. You're going to bless the righteous. You're going to favor him. You're going to surround him, you know, with favor as with a shield. Well, a shield we know what a shield does. I mean, a shield, you know, can be put up to ward off various things. Remember in the book of Ephesians chapter 6, where Paul was talking about the weapons of our warfare, and I'm not talking about, above all, you take on the shield of faith by which you quench all the fiery darts of the enemy. Well, a shield can be used for just that, you know, and according to the dictionary, it is something that is used to protect someone or something from danger or risk. You know, you can use it that way. You can say, you know, somebody is being shielded from this. You use it as a verb. If you use it as a noun, well, it can be a piece of metal or some other durable material, you know, that you strap on to either the arm or one side or the elbow or this and that. And you can use it to, you know, glance off various things that are thrown at you. That's a shield. Yeah, so, well, the favor of the Lord can be a shield, which means when the enemy throws multiple things at you or hurled at you coming your way, the favor of God would deflect them. You know, so that's a powerful, powerful verse in Psalm 5 and verse 12. God will surround you with his favor as with a shield all the way around you to shield you, to protect you, and to ward off all the various attacks of the enemy. As it is written, quench all the fiery darts of the enemy. The shield of faith can do that. And the shield of favor can do that as well. Now, favor is something that is, you know, even passive. Whether you are thinking about it or not, it's working on your behalf. Now, faith is active. You are actively using the shield of faith to, you know, quench all the fiery darts of the enemy. But favor, on the other hand, is passive. Yeah, I mean, it's there, whether you're doing anything about it or not. It's just there. It's not you that is making the favor happen. It's just happening. That's why it's called favor. You know, however, you got to know how to recognize it and know how to manage that favor. You know, so we'll talk about that some more today. There are many examples of favor from the Lord in the scriptures where, you know, I mean, people were just endowed with favor. I mean, whether they were looking for it or not, the favor was looking for them. You know, I mean, that's an amazing, you know, situation when if you're not looking for favor, well, favor is looking for you. I'm going to go through some examples very quickly in the Bible, and then I'm going to talk about our present day, how these things apply to us. Now, one of my favorite and number one example in the Bible, of course, Enoch. Enoch found favor with God, and he walked with God. You know, remember, you know, you cannot, two cannot walk together except, you know, they be in agreement. And you know, Enoch, in Genesis chapter 5, I'm just going to go through this quickly. I'm not going to read all of these references, but I'll give them and read them on your own. There are a few that I will talk about. Genesis chapter 5, verses 22 to 24, we found that Enoch found favor in pleasing God. Hebrews chapter 11, verses 5 to 6, talks about the same thing. You know, we find Enoch was a man that obtained favor from the Lord. He pleased the Lord. Pleased the Lord is how you get favor. You know, so those are one of the things that we're going to be talking about. How do we make sure that we're pleasing the Lord? Well, Hebrews tells you one powerful way to do it. And there's other ways as well. But, you know, Enoch found that favor with God. He was translated that he should not see death. Our prayer is, may we obtain this kind of favor with God, you know, so that we may please him, that as we walk with him daily, he also will translate us, just like Enoch. We may not see that. That was number one. Number two, Noah was a man that also found favor in the sight of God. Genesis chapter 6, verses 8 and 9 talks about Noah, you know, finding favor before God and walking with God as well. In his generation, the whole world was going to be destroyed. But one man, found favor in the sight of the Lord. Powerful stuff. And we've seen the power that was upon Noah. You know, not only was he going to escape all that destruction, bring his whole family to escape as well, but he had power over God's creation, all the animals and different things. A tremendous dominion that he had. He had favor with God. These are powerful characters, you know, that God has put in the scriptures to give us encouragement. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 7 also records Noah among the heroes of faith, that by faith he saved his family. And because he obeyed, believed God, and reacted, he also condemned the rest of the world. So, listen, one person may be saved when others are destroyed. You know, we don't all have to be destroyed. You know, Bible says, Jesus said, you know, pray that you may escape these things that are coming. Luke 21 and 36. So that's the prayer that we should pray. You know, I'm putting up some prayers as we go through the examples of some of these people that receive favor, so that we, you know, we pray that this kind of favor, we may inherit it also from the Lord. You know, find this kind of favor that we may escape all the things that are coming upon the world and to stand before the Son of Man. This is the thing that Jesus commanded us to pray. Now, if it is not his will that we should escape, why would he tell us to pray? That would be like teasing us. God doesn't tease. Come and get it, come and get it. And then you come there and then he doesn't give it to you. There's no such thing. If he asked us, commanded us to pray that we may escape, it is because that some will escape. And he wants you to be part of those that will escape. So for those who say they want to stay, hang around and be in the great tribulation, well, that's their problem. Jesus says we should pray that we may escape. Hallelujah. And Enoch escaped. All, you know, he was taken away even before the world was destroyed. Now, Enoch was a type of the pre-tribulation saints, whereas Noah was a type. You know, he went through it, but God preserved him of those that will make it through the great tribulation, come out of there. You know, so Abraham was yet another one. That's number three. Abraham found tremendous favor, you know, from God. In Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 to 3, the favor of God found Abraham. Abraham wasn't looking for God. He was dwelling in the midst of unbelievers. He himself hardly knew too much about God. And, you know, and the previous chapter, a lot of people were trying to build a tower to heaven to make a name for them. You know the story in Genesis 11, God scattered them. But right after that in Genesis 12, God went and said, I will make you great. Now, he wasn't trying to be great. He wasn't even among the people that were trying to build a great name for themselves. But the favor of God located him. You know, so this is how favor works. Favor is not because you are trying to get it necessarily, but the favor can come looking for you. And in the case of Abraham, favor came looking for him. You know, Genesis 12 verses 1 to 3. Also in Genesis 18 verses 3 to 5, we see the way that God describes the kind of clout, you know, that Abraham had with God. I mean, he had some kind of favor that, you know, God would tell him things. God wasn't going to hide things from him. So God would tell him things, you know. And so Abraham said, well, if I have found favor in thy sight, he asked, you know, then do such and such. And Lord said, okay. So, you know, prayed for it. Now, in this story, I bring out a point that although favor can locate you, you can also pray for favor and use it for yourself. You say, well, if I found favor on your side, you ask something. And then when the Lord does that thing, then you know that you have found favor from the Lord. And Abraham said, well, if I found favor from your side, just hold on a bit. Let me quickly make some food and so on. And he went and did it. And the Lord said, cool. So that means he found favor from the Lord, but the Lord stayed just like he asked him. And then later on, the Lord told him many things. You know, so that favor from the Lord, powerful stuff. And our prayer is, you know, that we ourselves will find this kind of favor. Also in Genesis 22, most of the chapter, but particularly verses 1 to 3 and verses 15 to 19, still about the story of Abraham and how he was enjoying this kind of favor. It looked as if, you know, this favor came in this particular place as a test. But, you know, at the end of it, you know, what God said was what I want to point out. He went through a test. This is one way that you can obtain favor. Remember I said we'll talk about ways that you can obtain favor. Well, you can obtain favor by absolutely trusting the Lord, no matter what he tells you to do. Abraham absolutely trusted the Lord, even when the Lord told him to go sacrifice his son. He was, in his mind, going to do it, and he did everything, almost killed the boy, you know. But then listen to what God said. The angel of the Lord stopped him, you know, because he was about to do it. And the Lord said to him, lay not thy hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything to hurt him. For now I know that you fear God, and you have seen that you have not withheld thy son, even thy only son, from me. Actually, that's the son that Abraham, God gave him, that God acknowledged. That was not his only son, but that's the one that God was acknowledging at this time. He had Ishmael already, but God acknowledged Isaac as the one. So when Abraham looked, he found something. The angel of the Lord called out of him. He found, you know, a ram that he could use for the burnt offering. And the angel of the Lord called out of heaven a second time to Abraham and said, by my, now, talk about favor. God, you know, I often say this, that God doesn't swear, you know, he doesn't need to swear, but when he does, you can take it to heaven. You know, it's like God now said, by myself have I sworn. You talk about favor. For because that thou hast done this thing. See, this is how you obtain favor. You know, he absolutely did what the Lord told him to do, even to his own hurt. This was the child that he had waited many, many years for. And now God told him to go sacrifice the child. Are you kidding? None of us probably would do that. We'll be rebuking that voice. You know, today, I say that cannot be the voice of the Lord. Well, it was a test. And Abraham passed that test with flying colors. And he obtained tremendous favor. Now, the promise that God had given, you know, that promise was actually kind of dormant until this event happened where Abraham brought his son to the altar. So I preached a message called The Promise, you know, the sacrifice, I mean, the altar, that kind of thing. you know, brought the altar, brought the, you know, this was the child of promise. He brought him to the altar. And when God saw that he was willing to do that, then he said, I will bless you and I will multiply you and I will multiply thy seed as the stars of heaven and as the sand of the seashore innumerable. And thy seed shall possess the gate of their enemies. And in thy seed shall all nations be blessed because that thou hast obeyed my voice. So that's a powerful way to obtain favor from the Lord. How do you do it? Well, you obey his voice. Praise the Lord. So I hope you're taking notes because I'm mixing it up as I'm showing the examples of favor. I'm also calling out how they obtain favor and how we also can get it. Praise the Lord. Now, you know, the blessings of Abraham and all of these things through obedience come unto us. Jesus talked about it as well. There is a special kind of favor that we can get from the Lord also by obeying his voice and doing his commandments. In John chapter 14, verses 21 to 23, Jesus talked about that. He said, well, if you love me, well, you keep my commandments. It's the same thing as obey my voice. And when you do that, something will happen. You know, so that's another way to get this kind of favor. It is by keeping his commandments. Said he that keepeth my commandment, he, you know, you have them and you keep them. He is that loveth me, you know, so you need to search out what his commandments are. And when we need to do it, that demonstrates to God that you are willing to go all the way with him. And then he said, well, that person will be loved of my Father. And I will love him and will manifest myself to him. Now, favor of God in manifesting himself to people is not to everybody. Ladies and gentlemen, this is to the select few that go out of their way to search out God's commandments. What is it that God is saying? And then they love to do it. And Jesus said, well, for that person, there will be a differentiated kind of favor for that person. I'm coming to him. You thought you were seeking the Lord. The Lord said, I'm coming after you because of your diligence in doing my commandments. And I often say that this is different from John 3:16, where it says, God so loved the world. That is for everybody. But this one is, I will love that person that loves me and does my work and my keeps my word. I'm coming after him. I will manifest myself. That's a special favor. And you get it by, you know, digging in your heels into the word of God, staying right with the word of God, doing what he says. Listen to verse 23. If a man loves me, Jesus explaining why, because they asked him, why will you manifest yourself to us and not to everybody? And so Jesus said, well, it's not for everybody. You know, he said, look, the reason is because if a man loves me, he will keep my commandments. And then my Father will love him. Are you saying the Father will not love everybody? Well, God loves everybody. But that's a different kind of love. That love is the redemptive love that God had for the world to send his son to die for us. Now, this love that makes God to come unto you and make his abode with you and share meals with you, share fellowship with you, and so on. You know, it's a differentiated kind of love. It's favor. You find favor in this corrupt generation. God can single you and come to you. Well, that's because you love him and you keep his commandments. And he said, you know, my Father will come unto him. I will come unto him. We'll make our abode with him. Now, that's it. That's how you do it. That's how you get this kind of favor. Praise the Lord. So number four, we've talked about Enoch, we've talked about Noah, we've talked about Abraham. Number four, now, Lot, he obtained favor in a way, you know, favor came upon him, gradually rubbed off. Yesterday I was talking about magnets. Yeah, put a piece of metal long enough on a magnet, that piece of metal may also receive some magnetic properties. Lot, Abraham's favor rubbed off on Lot, finally. You know, he obtained mercy from God to be delivered. And it was mostly, you know, because of Abraham's prayer. You know, Abraham stood before the Lord, and the Lord had mercy on Lot. Even when Lot was lingering, angel was telling him to do something, but he wasn't quickly doing it. In Genesis chapter 19, we saw that, you know, they had to even grab him, you know, by the hand and say, look, arise, take your wife and so forth and get out of here. Genesis chapter 19, verses 15 to 17. You know, because, you know, this city will be consumed. Don't stay here and be consumed along with them. Get away from here. Escape for thy life. And while he lingered, the angel laid hands upon him. He was still lingering. I mean, his heart was not really clean. He loved that place of evil. He wanted to stay there. You know, God wanted him out of there. So while he was lingering, the man that laid hand on him and laid hand upon his wife, all the children, grabbed them. He said, the Lord being merciful unto him. Yeah. So he obtained mercy. Favor can come in form of mercy. He obtained mercy this way. God, the Lord was just merciful unto him. You know, we don't know necessarily that, you know, he would have gotten out on his own, but Abraham's prayer, he stood right there. I said, Lord, if you find this many people, will you destroy the righteous with the wicked? Lord said no. So God found Lot on account of Abraham. Remember, it was Abraham's nephew. Praise the Lord. So he obtained mercy like that. Well, we can get direct mercy from God through the righteous, our own righteousness. Not, you know, we don't need to be inheriting it from somebody else. Let the Lord keep our minds from greed and from evil. Remember, in Genesis 13, when there was strife between their two companies, Abraham said, well, look, our servants are fighting. The land seems to be too small for us. Let's spread out. And he was the one that brought Lot with him to start with. And he gave Lot the first choice. He said, look, you choose first. If you go west, I'll go east. If you go east, I'll go west. But, you know, let's spread out. There's no need for us to be here and fighting over something. So Lot came out in Genesis chapter 13 and verse 10. He came out and looked at all the land. He found the ones, you know, that was green, looked luscious, looked, you know, more promising. And he chose that. You know, he didn't even have the common sense to say no. Yeah, you brought me along. Yeah, you are older than me. You should go first. He didn't even have that reverential fear. There was greed in his eyes. And he saw the land that was green. He saw, you know, this is better than the parched land. I'm going to pick this one. He picked. Abraham didn't argue. He said, fine. Lord bless. The Lord be with you. That's what they used to say in those days. Lord be with you. But after he left, now God's got Abraham right where he wanted him in the first place. You see, God's got to bless you. He called Abraham alone. He dragged Lot along. Lot almost got him to trouble. Everybody fighting. When Lot separated, then God brought the real blessing to Abraham. Come out here. I'll show you. Look around, he told him. Whatever you can see, as far as your eye can see, I'm going to give it to you. That came after Lot was separated. So our prayer is, you know, let our eyes not be full of greed like Lot, that we may obtain true favor from the Lord. Isaac was a man that received great favor from the Lord. He received tremendous blessings from the Lord. Isaac chapter 26 verses 12 to 15. Tremendous, the Lord blessed the work of his hands. He multiplied his seed sown. He became very rich to the point that the Philistines envied him. You know, they envied him. They looked at him because God's favor was upon him. I mean, it was absolutely amazing how God blessed him. Everything that he did was just flourishing, and he was receiving favor from the Lord. Listen to this. Isaac sowed in that land, received in the same year hundredfold. My goodness. And the Lord blessed him. The man waxed great and went forward and grew. See, he never went backward. He was great. Great. Grew until he became very great. He had possessions of flocks, possessions of herds, great stores of summer. And the Philistines envied him. That is some favor. You know, this man had favor, you know, that he obtained, you know, put upon him, and the Lord blessed him. It was tremendous. The point that even people around him were envying him. Now, I pray the Lord grant us favor. This kind of favor, bless you in blessing the work of your hands to the point that even people will see the goodness of the Lord. You know, Psalm 90 verses 16 and 17 says, you know, it puts a prayer out like that. He said, you know, that the Lord will bless us and cause his goodness to shine upon us and bless the work of our hands. And all of that. It's the same kind of blessing that God put upon Isaac. So let's read it quickly in Psalm 90. This is the prayer that we'll pray coming out of reading the story of Isaac. He said, let thy work, O Lord, appear unto thy servants, and thy glory unto our children. And let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us, and establish the work of our hands. Yea. Establish thou the work of our hands upon us. You know, so that's what God did for Isaac. God established the work of his hand. He sowed in that land. He worked. He did, you know, he worked hard, but God blessed it 100-fold. My goodness. And he got great and went forward and became greater and greater and greater until everybody started to envy him. Tremendous favor that was upon him from the Lord. What about Jacob? You talk about favor that can cause a transfer of wealth from someone that tried to dupe him. 10 times Laban changed his wages. First, tricked him, you know, gave him a different woman than what he thought he was, you know, bargaining for. Made him serve many, many years and then doubled up on it for 7 years, then another 7 years. And then after 14 years, and the man said, well, you know, let me go. He said, well, you know, I've seen that the Lord blessed me because of you. Well, work for me some more and I will do some more. Another 6 years. In fact, 20 years, this man kept, Laban kept Jacob a hostage, really, 20 years. In the meantime, Laban's house was multiplying, growing, blessing, and so forth because of Jacob. So one day, a favor of God said to Joseph, to Jacob, it is enough. It is time. And God is going to give him a secret that's going to change everything. So the Lord came to him and showed him in a vision what to do. And this man, he did something in the scriptures which nobody else, there's nobody else that ever done it. You know, he influenced the outcome of nature, changed it. He looked at all the cattle. The Lord showed him what to do. He looked at all the cattle because, you know, they used to accuse people that in those days of stealing cattle. So Jacob said, okay, fine. You know, all the ugly, because nobody liked the spotted, grizzled, and they liked the plain colors and so forth. So Laban loved the plain colors. He said, fine. This will be my wages. God says, choose your wages. Say, well, this will be my wages. You know, all the grizzled, spotted, and, you know, ones that you don't like, that will be my wages. So if you come in there and you see the smooth colored, single colored ones, you know, I stole them. Ah, Laban said, that's good. We can easily tell. I said, cool. You know, so he said, well, and then the Lord showed him how to cause a transfer of wealth. All those 20 years that this man had been cheating him, God's going to transfer everything to him. So God gave him a secret. And I showed him. He said, here's how you're going to look at all those fat, well-nurtured cattle. When they mate and they're about to bring forth, you're going to cause them to bring forth these colors that this man doesn't want. Lord showed him how to do it. Take a stick, do this and that, put it before them when they go to mate by the river, and they will conceive and they will bring up these ugly colors, but they will be the fat, you know, strong cattle. They'll have the strong genes. And so he woke up from the dream and said, oh my goodness. Yeah. Then he went and did exactly as the word of Lord told him. And anytime he saw the, you know, weak, lean cattle, he left those alone. And he would influence the way that the strong genes and the favored cattle, they would bring forth the colors that Laban didn't want. And they transfer. You should read the story. I meditate on it. Powerful story. I never seen anything like it in the Bible. Tremendous favor that God put upon him, transfer all the wealth. And it came to pass that Jacob ended up getting all the strong cattle, all the feeble, weak, the ones that drag in their feet, they belong to Laban. And so you say, well, you know, hey, my hands are clean. Remember, I would call this man a supplanter. You know, he could change anything. He said, look, you can see the work of my hand. I stole nothing. Are these not the ones that we agreed upon? And, you know, and it was so. Because there really, you know, there was nothing he could do about it. All the cattle that was in Jacob's camp were the colors that Laban had agreed to. But they were strong. They were fat. And they were, you know, mighty cattle. The other ones were weak and mean and lean. And so God transferred all the wealth. Tremendous favor. May the Lord grant favor for recovery. Ha! Hallelujah. Favor for recovery of all that the enemy has stolen from you and cheated you out of. Lord, bring you favor. This favor was upon Jacob. If you can get a hold of it, some of it. May we also receive this kind of favor from the Lord. You know, and info, this man had tremendous favor with God. Even in wrestling and arguing his case. Genesis chapter 30, verses 37 to 43, we see how the transfer of wealth, right? Then in Genesis chapter 32, verses 24 to 28, we see how this man wrestled with God in prayer. And God called him a prince. He said, you got power with God. You know, may the Lord give us that kind of favor, recognition with the Lord. That you know how to wrestle with God and come out as a winner. That's the kind of God we have. He wants you to win. You know, when you wrestle with him. But you got to go in there determined. You can't go in with wishy-washy mind. If he does, if he bless me, fine. If not, no. Jacob went in and said, nobody's going anywhere. The angel of Lord said, I'm leaving. He said, no, you're not leaving. You haven't blessed me yet. The man tried to bless him. Said, no, that's not enough. I want some more. A power with God. And the Lord called him a prince. He said, wow, you got power with God. Call his name Israel, prince of power of with God. Glory to God. Now, that was favor. You talk about, you know, who was next after Jacob. I'm tracing the line down. Joseph. I have to leave Joseph's story to maybe the last. Because if you talk about favor, you know, there was nothing that they didn't do to this man. You know, I mean, everything wrong was happening to him. Injustice, all kinds of things, you know, determination of evil put upon him by even his own brothers, would-be destroyers, destiny destroyers, will kill him, see what will become of his dreams, and on and on and on. You know, Potiphar's wife conspiring against him, putting him in prison, everything. All manner of evil. Yet, favor everywhere. You talk about favor everywhere. You know, even when they was carried away with a band of Ishmaelites to a land that he knew nothing about, the moment he got there, he was singled out. There's a lot of slaves that came in those caravans, but he was singled out and made to become head of them. Even when he didn't do wrong and he stood by his integrity, because this woman was a seductress, wanted to seduce him, and he wouldn't do it. So I'm not going to sin against God. There was no father. There was no mother. There was no brother. There was no sister. There was no accountability in the natural. You know, he could do it, and maybe nobody would know, but no, integrity of his heart. That's how you get favor from the Lord. Integrity of your heart. He said, I'm not going to do it. And then the woman conspired against him, lied against him, framed him, and they threw him into prison. But guess what? Even in prison, favor still located him. That favor, you can't shake it. You could not shake the favor that was on Joseph. Couldn't do it. You could put him in the pit, favor will bring him out of there. You could sell him to, even from the beginning, and people are trying to kill him, favor saved him. God raised up a destiny helper among one of his brethren and said, let's not kill him. Throw him in the pit here. Well, throw him in the pit, favor will still locate him. Get him out of there, sell him to, you know, let's just tell his father that he's dead. Sell him into a land that we will never hear of him again, and we'll see what will become of his dreams. Favor was still following him. Went to Potiphar's house. Favor followed him. God blessed everything in the house of Potiphar because of this man. Sent him to prison. Favor followed him. As soon as he got there, they made him head of the prisoners. Favor was following him. He wasn't lobbying to be head of anything, but favor was just following him. And he was part of this going to prison, you know it, that made him finally stand before Pharaoh. The highest he got before was to stand before Potiphar, who was chief of army staff, but he could not get before Pharaoh. He had to go to prison for a few years in order for him to get a chance to stand before Pharaoh. He wasn't planning that. Favor was planning it for him. Divine providence was bringing that to him. And because he had favor, he had the ability to give him, put him in charge of the prisoners. And most prisoners were confined to their own cell. But because of favor that was upon Joseph, he had the ability to go from cell to cell. They put him in charge. And he checked them out. And he would report to the warden. So on one of his rounds, you know, many times he checked out, he saw the baker and the butler. He told, so how'd you get here? Well, our master was angry with us. Okay. So they talked. Every day they talked, you know. And then one day he talked to them. He saw that their countenances were falling. And he was able to interpret their dreams. On and on and on. You know the story. But it was favor of God that even put him in that situation, that even despite the fact of being in prison, favor still located him. Hallelujah. And finally, when he stood before Pharaoh, the man that he interpreted, the butler that went back, for 2 more years forgot about him. But destiny was working. Providence, rather, was working to preserve his destiny. And on the day when the king of the world, so to speak, Pharaoh, would have a dream that nobody, astrologians, soothsayers, magicians, all of them, none of them could do it. Finally, butler remembered. And God perfectly timed it that the king needed an answer, and only Joseph could give it. And when Joseph came, they got him cleaned up in a hurry. The king is calling for you. And he came and stood before the king, and he interpreted those dreams and then put the word of wisdom upon him what to do with it. My goodness. Favor, the highest form of favor. From prison to prime minister. One day, Pharaoh said, I am Pharaoh, and you are Joseph. And he gave him another name too. And he said, look, there will be nobody in this land, in Egypt, anywhere, only in the throne will I be greater than you. Everybody else, bow the knee to Joseph. Whatever he says goes. That's dominion. Whatever he says goes. Whatever he wants, you give it to him. Whatever he says goes. And Joseph began to make laws. All of a sudden, Joseph made laws, changed the, all kinds of things. You know, and even the people, but he was a good Joseph. He came, the evil one that's coming at the end, sees everything up. But this Joseph was good. He got the gain for Pharaoh. And when the people ran out of food, they came and said, well, you know, said, no, well, no, you got to pay Pharaoh. I mean, it was just, it was tremendous. And even Potiphar and his wife had to bow the knee to Joseph. That's right. But that's what the king said. Everybody bow the knee to Joseph. That kind of favor, well, you call it favor everywhere before God and man. May we obtain this kind of favor. And this favor can bring you sudden promotion. You've been through, you know, you've been in some places for a while. I mean, you've been kept back from many things and sometimes even injustice, things that you didn't even do. I mean, you might have been demoted. All kinds of things may have been happening. But one day, glory to God, the favor of God will locate you because it is now time. Times of refreshing are here. And you will magnetize that favor from the Lord. Joseph was a prime example of as a favor magnet. Everywhere he went, favor was attracted to him. I mean, it was like he was pulling favor. And you could not separate him from favor. You put upon him all kinds of hardships, difficulties, problems, throwing in prison, whatever. Favor still latched on to him. It was a favor magnet. Ah, praise the Lord. Well, I have a few more, but let me save the rest of the lessons of the other examples till some other time, because I want to talk about a few other things that I want to call to our attention. How do you obtain favor? You've seen it in all these cases. Some of them were because of the integrity of their heart. Some of them was because of their faith, their resilience, their persistence, like Enoch. Enoch would not be denied. What mean these cherubims with this flaming sword? Why can't we get in there? Say, son, it's over. You can't get in. Well, why not? Well, you know, the Lord drove us out. But why? Well, this and that. But why? You know, her children ask questions. And he was not satisfied with the answer or satisfied with the status quo. And he started to find it out for himself. Well, the Lord said, we're going to die. Well, but you're not dead yet. But you were waiting to die. So you're just going to wait around and die? Say, well, you know, it's over, son. So can we go back in there and now get that fruit of the tree of life, which you could have eaten and you didn't eat? Say, no, son, it's over. You can't get it to it. Well, we'll find, see about that. This man was determined to figure something out. And because of it, he got favor. That's one way. Other ways were, you know, just favor that can just come unto you. Noah, favor came unto him. Abraham, favor came to them. Lot, favor, you know, he inherited favor because of Abraham. Isaac, tremendous blessing. Favor because of the work of his hands. Jacob, oh my goodness. You know, Jacob was favored before he was even born. You can read it in Romans chapter 9. You know, when Rebecca was pregnant with twins. You know, even before the twins had done either good or evil, it was said unto her, the elder will serve the younger, because Jacob I have loved, Esau I have rejected. Well, Jacob had favor from the womb, even before he did anything. Despite, you know, his manipulative ways, he still had favor from the Lord. You know, this is tremendous favor that was upon him. And he could change nature. He had, you know, incredible favor. He could even change the outcome of things. And he did. And then we talked about Joseph. I've got a few more to talk about. I'll pick them up later on. People like Naphtali, people like Gideon, Samuel. You know, Bible says, well, time will fail me to tell you of Samson and Samuel and Gideon and all these people. David also, a kind of favor. Mephibosheth, kind of favor. Elijah, Elisha, Shunammite woman. The Jews, while they were in captivity, Esther, Nehemiah, all of them. I'll talk to you about the favor that they had. Daniel, you know. And then in the New Testament, Zacharias and Elizabeth and Mary herself and Simeon and, you know, and even Jesus and the early church. All the favor that was upon all these people throughout the Bible. I'm going to cover it, you know, but I can't cover it all in one lesson, so we'll do some more tomorrow. But for the next few minutes, you know, I want to talk to you about, I mean, remember, don't forget even, you know, somebody like Cornelius and, you know, so forth. The favor that he got because of what he did. We'll cover that later. Now, today, I want to talk about, I want to put some of the blessings out for you to just, you know, meditate upon. You know, here are some scriptures. We'll come back and finish off these examples of favor later on. But here are some scriptures for you. Job chapter 10. And verse 12, thou hast granted me life and favor, and thy visitation has preserved my spirit. Well, can you say that? Is it your testimony that the Lord has granted you life and favor? Well, can you say that the Lord has visited you and preserved your spirit? You know, all the problems of this world will try to dry up your spirit at times, but the Lord's visit. He said, well, why will he visit you? Because you love him and keep his commandments. And therefore, I will come unto you and make my abode with you. Praise the Lord. Psalm 5, verse 12 that we started up with. The Lord will bless the righteous and favor him, which compass him around with a shield. You know, favor us with a shield. That's a blessing. Praise God. Now, Psalm 30, verse 7. I want to go to read you some of these powerful declarations about favor quickly. Psalm 30 and verse 7 says, by thy favor, thou hast made my mountain to stand strong. Glory to God. Now, the work of your hands sometimes may be weakened, either through unbelief or stress or even attack from the devil. You know, but you know, by the favor of God, God can make even your enterprises to stand strong. Glory to God. That's a lot of entrepreneurs. They do this and that, and, you know, sometimes it's weakened by whatever. But the Lord will, by his favor, cause your mountain to stand strong. Amen and amen. Psalm 102, verse 13, which is one of our foundation scriptures for these lessons. Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favor her. Yea, the set time has come. Times of refreshing are here, men and brethren, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters. So believe it. Praise God. Now, a good prayer also to pray, you know, is to pray for God's favor. You know, Moses said it, if I have found favor in thy sight, then let thy presence go with me. And the Lord said, my presence will go with you. He said, well, if your presence go not with me at all, then carry us not thence. But he was praying for God's favor and latching onto it. You know, you have said that I have found favor in your sight, and you have said that you know me by your name, I mean by my name, therefore do this and that. You can pray prayer for favor. Favor can locate you, can also pray for it. You know, and then we'll talk some more later on how to properly manage that favor when it comes. Psalm 106 verse 4, remember me, O Lord, with the favor that thou bearest unto thy people. You know, it's a good prayer. Be a part or a recipient of the favor of God. Don't be left out. You could pray a prayer like that. Say, Lord, we know that you have said that it is time. Times of refreshing are here. It's time for you to favor your people. Well, Lord, remember me. Count me as one of those that will receive that favor. That's what Psalm 106 verse 4 is saying. It's a good prayer. And we should pray. And we're going to pray that kind of prayer in a few minutes, you know, at the end of this. You know, there is a declaration from the Lord, I mean, to us by the words of the preacher in Proverbs chapter 3 verse 4. He says, you will find favor and good understanding in the sight of man and God. How? Well, this is one of the ways that you find favor. Remember I said, how do we obtain favor? Well, he said, let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck and write them upon the table of your heart. So shall thou find favor. So favor can also come, excuse me, by us digging into the word of God, knowing that word, researching that word, making sure that you cleave to it and you don't depart from it, you know. And staying with the truth and the mercy of God. So you'll find good favor and good understanding in the sight of God and the sight of man if you do these things. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 2 talks about obtaining favor through our righteousness. A good man, a righteous man, obtaineth favor from the Lord. So these are all the ways that you can get favor. You know, what about the king's favor? Can he extend that to you as one of his favored citizens? Well, of course. Proverbs chapter 14 verse 35 says, the king's favor is towards a wise servant. Well, the question then is, who then is a wise servant? Well, what does the Bible say about it? In Luke chapter 12, it talks about a wise servant. You know, who then is that wise and faithful servant whom the Lord has appointed to give meat to his fellow servants in the house of the Lord? Shall the Lord find him so doing? Well, blessed is that servant whom when his master cometh shall find him so doing. I say, well, he will obtain even favor of the Lord. The Lord will make him ruler over many things. But and if that servant, that wicked servant, shall have evil thoughts in his heart to say that the Lord delayeth his coming and begin to smite his fellow servants and do wickedly, well, the Lord of that servant will come unto him in a day that he thinks not, and will cut him asunder, catch him by surprise, and appoint his portion, you know, with the hypocrites. And, well, because he was not doing the will of the master. So, who then is the wise servant that the king's favor will locate? Well, the one that is doing the will of the master, walking in the purpose of God. You need to walk in God's purpose for your life. And when you are doing it, the king's favor will be towards you as a wise servant. Who then is that wise and faithful servant? The scripture said, whom the king's favor will locate? The one that is doing the will of the master that the Lord has commanded him to do. Praise the Lord. What about Proverbs chapter 16 and verse 15. Well, in the light of the king's countenance is life, and his favor is like the cloud of the latter rain. You know, in the planting, you know, world, they have the, I mean, the farming world, they have the planting season, the harvest season, the planting rain, the harvest rain. You know, sometimes when the rains are withheld, and there's no rains, they've done the planting, but there's no harvest rain. They are looking, looking, it's called the latter rain. They're looking, looking, looking. Well, if it doesn't come, they may not have a bountiful harvest that year. And if it comes and it's too much, crops may be destroyed. They got to be just right. I believe God for that. But when it comes, have they been waiting, waiting, waiting? The moment they see, it's kind of like Elijah. I said, go check it out. I said, I see nothing. Check it out again. I see nothing. Finally, I said, I see something. I said, cloud. That's right. The cloud of the latter rain when it begins to appear. Oh, my goodness. Joy and rejoice. God, people know. Jesus even said, you can discern the times. I mean, it's the face of the sky. When you see a cloud, you say it's going to rain. When you see it's lowery and this, you say, well, it's going to be this and that. It's going to be monsoon season. It's going to be this. You can discern all these things. But why can't you discern the times that you are in? Ladies and gentlemen, there are times that we are in also. It's called the times of refreshing. Some people could discern it. First Chronicles 12 and 32. I told you about them yesterday. They're called the sons of Issachar. They knew the times. They understood what they could do and what they needed to do. And they had favor, give them an advantage, even over their brethren. The understanding of times and seasons. Praise the Lord. Well, let's pray for ourselves today. Jesus said, pray that you may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that are coming. We translate and stand before the Lord. Pray that the Lord will give you favor. So, well, if I found favor before you, Lord, then use that to pray for whatever it is that you are believing God for. And if you get it, then you know you found favor before the Lord. I mean, there are people in the scriptures that prayed, you know, prayers of favor upon them, you know, and you can pray the same prayer of favor for yourself. And we are going to pray for ourselves as well. You know, First Chronicles chapter 4, verse 10. You know, there was this man who was called Jabez. You know, a lot of people have, you know, made all kinds of isms out of his prayer. But it was a simple prayer. And he prayed, you know, for favor. Basically, it's all he said. You know, he called upon the God of Israel and said, Lord, if thou will bless me indeed, that's favor. And enlarge my coast, that's favor. And let your hand, you know, be with me, a good hand of the Lord, that's favor. And that you keep me from evil, well, that's favor. Hallelujah. And that evil will not grieve me. Remember, you know, Solomon said the Lord had delivered him from evil occurrence. There was no adversary and there was no evil. You can pray for that kind of favor just like Jabez prayed. That the Lord will bless you, enlarge your coast. And I'm going to pray that prayer for everybody here because it is time. When God says it is time, that's when we must pray even more so. Yeah, you might have been praying before, but more so you ramp it up when God says it is time. Daniel, I've been praying, hoping, you know, for a turnaround of their captivity. But when he began to study the books of Jeremiah, he understood by reading those books that it was 70 years. And now he researched and, my goodness, we are like in year 68 and a half. It's getting close. So he began to pray even more. Well, Lord, he began to pray, began to make intercession, began to stand in the gap, began to do things. And I said, well, time is here. So the Lord now says there's times of refreshing. These times have been before appointed by God. And he bringing it to our understanding that it is time. It is time because we see the enemy coming in like a flood. I mean, you look around, you listen to, you know, prayer requests. I mean, there's all kinds of things happening to people. People of the Lord, you might say. You know, good things ought to be happening to God's people all the time. However, that's not always the case. We're hearing stories, prayer requests, situations where all manner of challenges and difficult situations are happening to God's people, their families. And so that is the enemy coming in like a flood, Isaiah 59 verse 19. So God will have to counter that. God will have to counter that by sending times of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. So I'm going to pray over the room, leave the room here tomorrow. It's evident to me now that I have to do part three of this. There are a few more things I want to call out. For the sake of time, I can't do it all today. So Father, I pray over your children in this room, present now or listening later via replay. And perhaps they found the replay on their own, or maybe the replay was sent to them by somebody that wanted them to listen. Either way, Lord, I bring your people before you. I pray for favor of the Lord to locate your people everywhere. That's right. Favor everywhere. Favor in your homes. Favor in your jobs. Favor in your businesses. Those of you who are entrepreneurs, favor. Lord, you say the favor of God will make your mountain strong. Yeah. Let the favor and the beauty of God shine upon the work of your hands. And Lord, establish it. I pray for favor and understanding in the things of God. Hallelujah. And I pray that the Lord will surround you with favor as with a shield on every side. The things that enemy might try to hurl at you, shield of faith and God's favor will deflect them away from you in the name of Jesus. You and your children. Hallelujah. The Lord will bless every one of you, cause his face to shine upon you. The favor of God be upon you. You're going out, you're coming in. If the Lord were to open your understanding to give you tremendous power like Jacob, to transfer wealth, that would be the favor of God. Lord, give you favor to have power to wrestle with God in prayer and to win favor of the Lord. Lord, give you favor, bless the work of your hands like Isaac, to the point that where the Philistines began to envy him. The Lord will give you that kind of favor in the name of Jesus. And as this man said, that thou wouldest bless me indeed and enlarge my coast, that thou might be with me and thou would keep me from evil and not let it grieve me. Hallelujah. That we, every day of your life, you may look back in this season and say, thanks be unto God who has kept me from evil and a cut off adversary on every side. There's neither adversary nor evil or current. The Lord has cut them away from me. Praise the Lord. I pray that we will receive, that kind of prayer. I mean, that kind of favor, even as we pray now, we receive that kind of favor. You know, that there will be no evil or current, no adversary. Lord, cut them all off. That you begin to flourish. They that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. You flourish by his favor in the name of Jesus. Favor over your heads, your hands, your feet. Hallelujah. The arms that are hanging down, let them receive favor and be lifted up again. The feet that have been weary and the knees that are feeble, let them receive favor for strength again. Hallelujah. By faith, favor came upon all the men of old. Favor that they believed God. Favor everywhere. Favor even when your enemies turn against you. Favor to turn the tables in your favor. That's right. Favor from God that was put upon Mordecai. caused his greater nemesis, Haman, to fall before him. Hallelujah. God turned the tables around. Scripture says, the Lord has set a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Cause your enemies to serve you. And God put that kind of favor upon Mordecai. It was even his enemies that pronounced all the blessings that will come upon him. The Lord grant you favor in going out and coming in, and favor in setting your heart upon the Lord. And when riches increase, the Bible says, you know, set not your heart upon them. I'm going to be talking about favor management before the end of this series. But I pray, Lord, that you will put great, tremendous favor upon your children, for it is time. The Lord has said it is time. The Lord has given the word, and now we are publishing it. Scripture said the Lord gives the word, and great is a company that publishes it. Praise God. The Lord has spoken in the heavens. We heard it, that it is time. Therefore, we publish it. Psalm 68 and verse 11. And let it be published in the hearts of your people. In the name of Jesus, that which we have said today, we give you, Lord, the praise and give the Lord the glory. Now, O Lord, whatever the Lord doeth shall be forever, we know. Nothing can be taken from it or added to it. It's perfect already. Praise God. The favor that will locate your people, let it bring them the permanent joy, happiness, blessings, and recovery. Favor to recover the things that enemy has stolen from you. Let it come back to you. Favor for health and wellness. They come unto you. Favor everywhere. Favor before God. Favor before man. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.